The Culinary Importance of Marbling. David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today. James Henderson of the Bradley 3 Ranch in Texas, after a beef producers meeting, knows what kind of cattle his customers need. Now, in the big cattle country where they operate, cows must be able to travel for their food, defend their calves against predators, and produce offspring that are in demand. Now, those are the basics that seem reasonably obvious, but when it comes to what his customers demand, it isn't just good, healthy cows. It's good, healthy cows that have marbling.
We've been in the meat business and we've dealt with consumers and we understand that marbling is a very important trait to the consumer. So looking at it from the meat side, that's important. But as we've looked at it from the maternal side, we think it's even more important because there's nothing that makes a cowman more money than a cow that has a calf and stays in the herd and reproduces on an efficient basis. And so if you can keep those two things going and marbling helps do that, that's what we think makes money.
But Henderson also has a surprising take on marbling.
I've said numerous times that I think marbling may be a more important reproductive trait than it is a carcass trait. I say that because it's that ready source of energy. That cow can store it up really quickly and she can use it really quickly when she needs to. And those easy, fleshy, easy-keeping kind of cows tend to be the ones with the highest marbling.
Fat and marbling is not the same as subcutaneous fat and is thought to be healthier. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.